Welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. We got a great show for you today. We are traveling up to Columbia County, and I'll tell you, that area is such a hot place for tourism. I think you're going to really love the things that we go over with you today. And I'm going to be visiting with Amy Farrell, who is the, she's a specialist in promotions, promotion specialist for Columbia County Tourism.
Thanks so much for having us.
Hello.
We appreciate it.
I'm really happy to have you on. And we're getting into the season now, November, December, and holiday stuff and shopping. And I thought about you guys because you've got some really great destinations. So I'm going to have you kind of lead us through and give us a whirlwind tour, and then you'll be able to that people can go and do more in-depth stuff. So where would you like to start? Whereabouts?
Sure. So I thought we'd start with a couple highlights that are happening in the county between November and December as far as maybe some unique places to shop. And the one big event that's happening in Hudson in November is the Basilica Farm and Flea Holiday Market. It's November 23rd to the 25th. It's in Hudson. And it's a grand marketplace consisting of a diverse group of regional makers, farmers, vintage collectors, as well as you're strolling through, you can enjoy locally sourced farm fresh food. So you've got gifts to buy, you can check in there, and you've got neat food things to try. And then if you want to spend the day in Hudson, there's over 150 different galleries and boutique shops.
Wow.
To discover and stroll through, and that's not counting places to eat.
Wow, that
so that's
good.
Hudson just by itself.
The where is that marketplace going to be held? Is it
the Basilica Farm and Flea?
Okay, so that's
the Basilica Hudson. It's an actual building.
Okay, so people can find directions to that. And
Basilica Hudson is actually the building.
Okay, great. Okay, fantastic.
Oh, another great event is in Spencertown Academy Arts Center, which is northeast part of our county, and they have another wonderful event, Handmade Holiday, which is November 23rd, and their slogan is Go Local. It's a high-quality sale that features jewelry, handmade apparel, quilts, children's toys, cutting boards, baskets, birdhouses, etc. And it's in Spencertown at the Academy, and it's an event not to be missed if you want some unique shopping, something a little different than your box stores. Fun place to visit.
You've got artisans right in the county, right? As well as,
yes.
So a lot of these are actually made locally, too.
So Spencertown boasts that they are from the Columbia County area and the Berkshires, which is just over the border.
Oh, you get some nice stuff, let me tell you. That sounds good. Okay.
Another unique option is in Copaic. We have the Copaic Auction House, and they are having an estate auction on November 24th with estate fresh 18th and 19th century furniture, artwork, folk art, period accessories, china, glass, stoneware, and more. And again, just a neat place to find something maybe a little bit different that, again, you're not going to find elsewhere. And that is November 24th, Copaic Auctions.
I tell you, those guys, people come from all over the Northeast to go. And they have a big bicycle sale once a year.
Yes.
I forgot when it is, but boy.
That's in the spring.
That's in the spring. And I'll tell you, I've never seen so many people interested in getting over there. Copaic is a big town, a small town. What's it like?
It's a small little hamlet, and it's just and again, there's other little places to eat and such around the corner from Copaic Auction House, and it's just a nice little place to take a walk, and it's just a beautiful little spot.
They had like an ironworks up there that was historic. Do they still have that?
Yes.
Was that like a historic site, or what is that? No.
It's a large furnace, the Copaic Ironworks. They also have an old furnace that's there that you can take a walk around the grounds. They have a wonderful spot to just walk and hike in the same area.
Hmm.
And yes, it's a unique spot. And they have an event, the Furnace Fest, which I believe is the second week of November.
Where? Anything else in Copaic you want to cover?
Next, I think we're gonna part of the county that has neat option is we have 15 craft beverage makers in Columbia County, and there's a craft beverage guide right on our website, which I'll mention at the end of the show. But so you can visit with these places, and they have craft beers, ciders, wine and spirits, and these also make unique fun gifts. And the best thing about it is if you go to one of these places, you can actually sample before you buy. So if you have that favorite aunt or uncle or maybe your brother or mom or dad that is into unique flavored vodkas, or ciders or beers or wines, you can actually go to these places and have a tasting and then choose to buy a gift. And that we've got some really neat places around the county just for that.
Do you have like a wine trail where there's like a, you could take a route and, you know, go through and hit them all? Or
We have in our beverage maker guide, there is a map and it shows where they're all located. Okay. And it explains each one. So let's say you had some favorites and you could choose those, or you could certainly choose to do all 15.
Yeah.
And those are weekends. They cater to the weekend people because that's when their biggest time is to be open. So they're weekends, and they are November through December.
November through December. Okay, good. People come up by train from the city to Columbia County, don't they?
The best way to get your direct train ride to Hudson is the Amtrak out of Penn Station. That has a direct Hudson line. You get on the train and then you're in Hudson. There's no changing trains. If you go out of Grand Central, you would take Metro North to Poughkeepsie and then have to Uber it up to Hudson.
Okay. All right. So once, if they wanted to do the wineries and they were coming by train, they really need to get some kind of a vehicle. The Uber thing could take them to the wineries too?
You could do that.
Yeah. Okay, great. So that's a good solution. All right. What else you got going on?
So we've also got another wonderful village in Columbia County. The village of Chatham is not to be missed. They have over 25 galleries, specialty food shops, and boutique shops to explore. And it's a cute little spot. You can park the car or get dropped off, and you can spend the day between the shops and the food. And they also have their annual Winterfest, which is a community event celebration on December 8th, where the shops are open a little bit longer, and they might have some things that you can try for free and taste and that type of thing. And that's a nice, fun day. They've got, Village of Chatham has cheeses. They have homemade pies and pastries, a cute little bookstore, unique kitchen and clothing items stores as well. And it's a fun little place to walk around. And again, and then you've got neat shops to have lunch, dinner, or breakfast in.
You've got Boxwood Linen up there, don't you? Is that in
yes.
the Chatham area?
What, yes,
tell
it
us
is.
A little bit about that. And I think Beamy's Cheese Shop was the one that you're talking about with the cheeses.
Beamy's Cheese Shop has, not only do they have cheese, different cheeses to buy, they have the most fabulous cheese sandwiches for lunch and not to be missed. Mm. And the Linen Shop, definitely, if you are someone who craves those ultimate linens, they have them, and it's well worth your stop at that location.
You had some really, really unique, I mean, I see places to shop throughout the whole Hudson Valley, and you had some places that I thought, wow, these are places that, there was a milliner over in Hudson, you like hats, I mean, things
yes.
that are worth the trip specifically for people that like particular things. The houseware shop, I'm trying to think, that was in this town also then, huh?
Yes, Chatham also has a houseware shop.
Okay, and Chatham does, okay.
Yep, Chatham does, Hudson does. They all have little unique places.
Yeah.
The historic sites in Columbia County are not to be missed. If you're looking for a unique item, let's say for a friend or a relative that's moved out of the county and you want to send them a token or a book or something, or maybe someone that you know is considering moving up mm-hmm. and would like some information on history or heritage, the historic sites we have that are open in November and December are Olana.
Okay, that's a biggie. That's a mm-hmm. National Historic Site, right? Or was that
mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
And Martin Van Buren National Historic Site.
Mm-hmm.
And Claremont State Historic Site. And then the Columbia County Historical Society has the Vanderpoel House of History right in the village of Kinderhook. And they have a wonderful bookstore and gift shop. And they are open between November and December on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
So these are another great places where you can actually go visit, have a tour, and then maybe find that item for Christmas for a person that you just want to maybe get something a little extra special or from the county and wow them with that. And whether it's a photograph or a signed book from a local author.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
Yep. I got to ask you, does the Ironworks, we've mentioned the Ironworks before, do they do tours? And I wanted to ask, too, wasn't there a museum of firefighting somewhere up there?
Furnace Fest is the 10th of November.
Oh, okay.
It's an annual celebration of the iconic blast furnace at the historic Copaig Ironworks. They will have lunch served, they'll have music and raffles and a bonfire.
Oh, wow.
And they're also going to have docent-led tours of the Ironworks Museum and a scavenger hunt for young people.
Wow, that sounds great. Okay, good.
So that's on the November 10th at noon to 2. The Firemen's Museum is another wonderful place, and that is in Hudson, New York. They also have a gift shop.
Mm-hmm.
And for anyone who has a love of fire departments or maybe has ever volunteered or worked for one, it's a great place to take somebody, and they also have a special children's section where the kids actually have hands-on things that they can see and do and get in a fire truck where there's a video in front of it so the kids feel like they're actually driving the fire truck. And so it's a family affair, as well as, let's say you can take maybe your grandpa or your dad that used to be a fireman and bring him for the day and get some special time and enjoy that. They have a lot to see, many fire trucks, and then a lot of different antique and historical items are in there, too.
Very, very good. That sounds real nice. Austerlitz, didn't they have a museum complex up there? Are they still there? And it was some kind of I don't know if it's a historical society that ran it or something?
Yes. And their main events are their wonderful Blueberry Festival, which is at the end of July.
Uh-huh.
And they also had a fall festival in the month of October.
Okay. So they're not open year-round, probably?
No.
Okay.
All right.
So that they can plan a spring then.
And our website has been revamped as of last year, and it has wonderful information. It's ColumbiaCountyTourism.org.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a calendar of events that you can go on to. There's a section where you can actually look by town for a place to eat or things to do. And it's very user-friendly, but certainly, and if you need any help, all of the people here in our office, they are listed under the contact section. Whether you want to call us individually or email us individually, we are more than happy to help out. And then our county brochures are also on the website where you can download them and look at them right then, right there if you want to look at it before you receive it in the mail, if you want to make a mail request.
Mm-hmm.
And the other neat thing that Columbia County has, we have a Columbia County app, and you can access that on the app store by typing in Columbia County Tourism NY, and then you have everything at your fingertips as far as the calendar of events are on there,
mm-hmm.
places to stay, places to eat, places to visit.
Really, really nice. It sounds great. If somebody wanted to bring a bus group up to you, I would think, is there a phone number they should call to prearrange things, or a school group maybe to one of the museums? Or
I would say they probably would want to start with our office, and then we could see what kind of group they have, how large it is, and then give them some advice as far as some of the places that we thought could best handle the size group that they have.
So that would be the 518-828-3375?
Correct. That's our office here.
Okay, 518-828-3375.
That's Columbia County Tourism.
Yeah, and I think you have like a form, too, on the internet where they can send you an email and probably say, we're interested in coming up.
Yep, if somebody sends us an email, they can certainly say, send us everything about historic sites, mm-hmm. or send us everything about craft beverages.
Mm-hmm.
So we send them our main guide, but then if they want specific information, we try to tailor the mailings to what exactly they're looking for. If they want a boat ride in the summertime or a leaf peeping tour on mm-hmm. a boat, we had many of those for the month of October.
Oh, you got boat rides up? You've got like boats out of where now?
Right out of Hudson, right
really?
At the bottom of Orange Street.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That was the home. They had those all summer long, and then in fall they had leaf peeping tours that you could jump onto. They were Saturdays, Sundays, and Wednesdays for the month of October. Yeah.
Very, very nice. I also, while we're talking about things of shopping, if somebody's up there, I think it was Fox Hill Farm in Ankendale. that had organic beef and things. And I'll tell you, we bring a cooler when we go to places. And, you know, when there's any kind of organic place, we try to, you know, stock up before we go home. And I think they had nitrite-free bacon and some other hot dogs and things like that. Are there other farms like that up there? I would think farming is a pretty good part of your economy.
The farms, you can go, the website has a section where you can actually hit explore, and then you can hit country markets and farms, and you can basically look at the farms that are in the area, and if there's each of them has a description about what they have a specialty for, whether it be flowers or fruit or meat or cheese, and you can kind of tailor your visit to the one that appeals to you the most. And most of the farms you want to check in with, because they are seasonal depending on what they're farming, and you'd want to give them a call and say, when is the best time if I want to come for apples, or when is the best time when you have the best flowers or cheeses or that type of thing. But they're all listed under the website once you hit explore, and then you can scroll and hit country markets and farms.
Good. What about Christmas trees? There, a lot of people go out and it's like a big thing to go to somewhere and they either cut a tree or buy a tree. The farm stands would have those, or are there places that are real Christmas tree farms where they can go and...
With Columbia County, there are some that do it, and then there are some that are just, that's all they do, and they just have it's a case where you see the sign as you're driving by. They're not even really big advertisers. Might be just a mom and pop farm that's all they do, and there is one right in Lower Columbia County, Colliers, they put a sign up every year, and that's all they do is Christmas trees.
Okay, in Lower Columbia, so what town would that be, would you say?
It would be just outside of Hudson. I believe they probably have a Hudson address.
Okay.
It's right on the Hudson-Livingston border.
Is that Route 9 that goes up that way, or what's the...
That would be County Route 31.
Okay, County Route 31. Okay.
But then another place in northern part of the county that has fresh-cut trees is Samascott's in Kinderhook, just right outside the village, and they have trees that you can pick from, and they also have greens that you can have a wreath and things like that you can pick, and they're all fresh, and those start, I believe, right around Thanksgiving.
Oh, good. That's great. And they can, Kinderhook, that's where the Van Buren site is, right? They can do a double. And are these historic sites, like, decorated for the holidays? Do they do candlelight tours or anything like that? Do you know?
Yep, the month of December, Martin Van Buren's birthday is December 5th, and I believe they decorate for him. Mm-hmm. And the Vanderpool House of History right in the village is decorated for the month of December. Mm-hmm. And also Claremont down in the Livingston, the Claremont area, they are decorated for Christmas, and they also have Christmas events if you check their calendar.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, some of these also have and they date usually for the period of the times as far as they're decorating, which is kind of neat.
Yeah, yeah. You had, I saw something on your calendar on November 29th. There was some kind of 19th century wreath making. I don't remember where it was or what was going on, but you've got some really nice little workshops and things that people can maybe plan ahead and go up and take advantage of.
And that's Claremont and Olana. They have some unique, fun things where they have these little workshops. They had one of them also has a... make your own holiday candles. That's coming up on November 10th. And they have, I believe, like you said, they have their wreath making. They also have make your own wrapping paper.
Oh, wow.
Which is neat. And, they have some fun things throughout the month.
So it's fun digging through the website because you can find things that are, so it's like little surprises that you get when you go through and check everything out. That's a really nice thing. And the holidays is a time where you want to do other things, and, you know, that's good. If somebody wanted to come up and spend a couple of days, where do you find the most hotels or bed and breakfasts if you want to stay overnight?
Well, again, luckily the website has a section for stay, and you can actually do it by town if you wanted to go to a specific town. If you're visiting family and you want to say, okay, my family lives in Chatham, I can start in Chatham and go from there, because there's bed and breakfasts all throughout the county. The hotel that we have was new. It opened last December, and that's in Hudson by the Amtrak station. It's called The Wick, and it was built in an old candle factory.
Oh, wow.
So that's just not even quite 1 year old. And that's a wonderful place to stay, but you do need to think ahead and plan because they're very popular.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hudson itself has many unique and fun and beautiful bed and breakfasts that we have listed on our website as well. Mm-hmm. And again, those are things that with the holidays coming up, you kind of want to plan ahead.
Yeah.
And do some searching and not wait till the last minute because we are blessed with a wonderful county. And the other popular event that comes up is Hudson Winter Walk, which is always the first Saturday of December. And it's an evening event that's usually right around, I think it's 5 to 9, and that ends with fireworks.
Oh, wow. That's great.
And that is open, and there's a lot of shops that will stay open and have things for sale and have maybe like little things to try that they wouldn't normally on other days. And it's a fun celebration. There's people in the street that will sell food, and then Santa Claus is there for the kids. And it's one of the highlighted events of Columbia County.
Oh, that sounds great. Great, great. We've got about 2-3 minutes left. I just want to mention a couple other places. There's Ski Catamount. We're getting into the colder weather now. So you want everybody to look that up. I saw a family circus in Hudson listed. Are they year-round? Are they summer? Or what's their... It's a family circus. Those are the best.
Yes. Well, just to let you know, Catamount has been doing lots of renovations, and they are going to be bigger and better starting the end of November for their snowmaking season.
Uh-huh.
So that is definitely, if you're a snow person and you've been there before, you'll be pleasantly surprised by all their upgrades this season. And the Family Circus, that runs at the Hudson Hall in Hudson on Warren Street. They usually have events there, if I can remember correctly. I think there's January, February, March.
Okay. So
and again, we list them all on our calendar.
January through March. So it's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. A lot of times families love to do extra kind of things, and a circus is really a special, you know, draw for the area.
Well, they have usually, there's two or three of them that are adult circuses, and uh-huh. then the one at the end, which I believe is in March, is a family-oriented circus.
Great.
So it's a little bit of something for everybody.
Yep, yep. And I also want to remind everybody there's opera houses and all kinds of theater and things like that that they can check out. We're out of time, unfortunately. How about give your website again, and everybody can take it from here.
Yep, so our website is ColumbiaCountyTourism.org, and again, the app is, when you go to the app store, it's Columbia County Tourism NY, and that's free to download.
That's right, and I also want to mention there are antiques everywhere in the county,
yes.
So if you like antiques, this should be one of your top destinations. You'll find a lot of stuff. So, Amy, I thank you so much for coming on. This is terrific, and we got so many ideas now for trips up there. It's great.
Well, we welcome everyone. And like I said, if anyone has any questions ahead of time before they come to Columbia County, feel free to go on the contact section of our website and let us know, any of us. And if you have a special request or something special you're looking for, we try to deal with each individual request and make sure that their trip is what they hope for.
Very good. And you even have balloon rides up there, right? You got a balloon ride place too. So
yes.
Whatever they want, you're ready to go. All right.
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you so much. And you have a great week.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Marietta.
All right. This is a wrap for this week, folks. I hope you check out Columbia County. There is a lot to do up there, and they got some really good quality stuff. So hopefully, you know, take a trip. Take care. Have a nice week.